Life Audio.
Hey loves, I'm Dana Shea. I've been married for over 25 years to my childhood sweetheart, Sean. But our marriage hasn't always been sweet. There were some really dark nights caused by betrayal and conflict. We were so disconnected. Over the last decade, we've learned the tools to rebuild our marriage into something greater than we ever hoped for. And I want to help you do the same. As a marriage and relationship coach, I can give you the blueprint for how to rebuild your relationship. You're not here today by chance, friend. So turn up the volume and let me be your guide to rebuilding your life and rebuilding your love. Welcome to the Rebuilding Us podcast. Most couples think that they have a communication problem when actually they have a connection problem. That's why I created the How Connected Are You partner quiz so that you can test the connectivity in your relationship. This quiz is fun, free, and easy, and it will equip you with the vital next steps to build a deeper connection in your relationship. Take the quiz today at danashea.com/partner quiz. That's danashe.com/partner quiz. Now, back to our show. Well, welcome, friends, and thanks so much for being here today on the Rebuilding Us podcast. Today is our Friday Q&A, and I love these episodes, you guys. I absolutely love hearing from you all, and not only just those of you who send me encouraging notes and supportive notes telling me about how much you love the show, but also those of you who have been sending in your questions. I'm going to tell you, to be honest, when I put this out there to you guys, I wasn't really sure what kind of response I was going to get. But I have been really pleasantly surprised with some of your questions that have been coming in. Some of them make me laugh. Some of them I will never air on the show. But today is not one of those. Okay. Today I actually have a question that came in that I think is highly relevant to many of you. And so I'm going to read this question and I'm going to give you my response. So this question actually came in through Instagram, which again, you can always submit your relationship questions through a DM. You could just DM me at Mrs. Dana Shea. That's MrsDanaChe, or you can also go to my website, rebuildinguspodcast.com/contact, and you can submit your relationship questions there. So this woman who asked for her name to be withheld, I will not say her name, but this was her question. She said, I have a question about intimacy. I have a hard time getting in the mood for sex. This has been a recurring issue for me. I just don't think I've ever had a high sex drive, but I want him to be happy. I know it's important to him. I've listened to some of your podcast episodes and the Shameless Sex series you did a while back. Are there any quick fixes you can give for those of us who struggle in this department? Well, I want to first of all thank you for that question. And it's funny because she refers to him. Now, I'm going to be honest. I went and looked at your Instagram profile because I'm like, listen, now I'm not going to be telling you how to have sex with your boyfriend. Okay. So if you're not married, I'm going to need you not to be asking me sex questions. However, I'm just going to assume that you're married. This is a Christian marriage podcast, by the way. So if you are fornicating, then just ignore this information. But real talk, let's talk about those of you guys who are struggling in the intimacy department. This is a very, very common issue with people, especially the longer you've been married. It can be a challenge to get in the mood. Women, a lot of times, this is a generalization because it's not always this case in relationships, but women a lot of times have a more difficult time getting in the mood than guys do. So I do have some quick fixes that I'm going to give to you, and I'm going to give you an analogy. So you all might know I have 4 kids. We are a big sports family. All of our kids are athletic. We are very active, okay? And so a lot of my analogies are sports related. When I watch my sons get ready for their football games, there is this whole process that they go through to get their minds right. They go in this zone. I actually do this too. Before I go speak anywhere, I have a whole process that I do. I have to get it really quiet. I usually have like steps that I go through every single time before I'm about to preach or speak anywhere. And so what I'm going to give you is this analogy of getting yourself ready for a game, getting yourself ready. Let's say that you're about to get ready for a football game. Well, what do you notice that most football players do? They get their minds right when they're preparing for this big game. The first thing that they do a lot of times is they'll have some pregame music. So one of the quick fixes that you can do if you're having a hard time getting in the mood is set the mood. Get you some good music. Okay. I'm not talking about Fred Hammond and John P. Key and Elevation Worship either. All right. It is okay for you to listen to some sexy music before your sexy time. All right. So find you some good, I would say clean music. We're going to go ahead and shelve R. Kelly. Okay. Do we need to go any further with that? No, we don't. So find you some sexy music that's not like raunchy and degrading. Okay. Let's just leave it there. Get you some good music. Start playing that music. Start getting it in your ears. Start using it to help you get into that mood. The second thing that I want to tell you is to block out distractions. Again, when that football player is getting ready for the game, they're not like, you know, answering business calls and probably wrangling their children. Like, they're going to figure out a way to get those distractions at bay. So what are your distractions? Maybe you've got a sink full of dishes and a dirty bedroom. That's distracting. Whatever you need to do to get rid of those distractions, do that so that your mind can be clear and focus on the task at hand. All right, something else that you're going to want to do is you're going to go through the plays. Oh, yes. I want you to imagine yourself going through the motions with your husband. Okay, underline husband. I want you to go through the motions. What is he going to look like when he sees you in that negligee? What are you going to do when he puts his hands on your body? Like, go through the motions in your mind. Okay. The other thing I want you to do is watch film. I'm just kidding. Don't watch any film. Okay. We are a porn-free show. Porn is never healthy in a relationship. I literally am just kidding. I threw that in there for just for kicks. All right. Don't watch any film. But what you do want to do is you do want to psych yourself up. It's so funny. Like, when I see my sons and they're like talking to themselves, and sometimes they'll be in the mirror and they're like going in, like getting themselves all hyped up. Y'all, sometimes we got to do that when it comes to intimacy. You got to get yourself right. You got to tell yourself, girl, you look good. Man, look at you've lost that weight, or you're gaining that weight, or hey, I don't care about that weight. Whatever you want to tell you, whatever hypes you up, whatever gets you in the mood, turn around in the mirror, look at yourself, like get yourself excited about spending time with your spouse. Something else that you want to do is get dressed. What football player goes out to win a game without the proper uniform on? Without the proper uniform on. Get dressed. You cannot be wearing yesterday's t-shirt and think that you're going to be in the mood. You cannot be wearing a nightgown that Grandma Susie gave you. I'm going to need you to find some clothes that makes you feel the part. Whatever your uniform is of choice. Maybe your uniform is your birthday suit. Maybe your uniform is a negligee, is some silky boxers if you're a guy, whatever it is, right? A lot of times, you guys, we underplay this particular part. Do you have to wear negligee every night? You don't. But if you're having a hard time getting in the mood, changing what you're wearing could be a very simple way to help yourself get there. Next, you need to see yourself winning. You need to see yourself winning. You need to, this is similar to going through the plays, but imagine what it's going to feel like when you actually connect with your spouse sexually. I'm talking about sexual intimacy here, you guys. So when you connect with your spouse sexually, imagine, man, that's going to feel so good. It's like the Super Bowl. They've got the champagne bottles popping and the confetti. This is going to be awesome, right? Like, psych yourself up. So these are just some quick but very practical, hands-on, pun intended, tips to help you to get in the mood for sexy time. All right, you guys, if you have any relationship questions about anything relationship specific, you can, again, feel free to send me those questions on Instagram at Mrs. Dana Shea. Be sure to follow me, by the way. I get like some questions from non-followers and I'm like, the least you can do is follow. All right. Follow on Instagram. Send your relationship questions to at Mrs. Dana Shea, or you can, again, go to rebuildinguspodcast.com/contact. Thanks so much for being here. Hope you guys have a great weekend. I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.